Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. Soybean cyst nematode, a yield-robbing pest of soybeans, has been detected in every South Dakota county east of the Missouri River, as well as several South Dakota counties west river. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires reports SCN, as it's called, feeds on the roots of soybean plants, inhibiting the root's ability to take up moisture and nutrients, reducing yield. Symptoms of SCN in vegetation are rarely significant, so soil sampling is the primary means of detecting SCN. Shires is urging South Dakota farmers to pull soil samples from their soybean fields this autumn for testing at the Plant Diagnostic Lab in Brookings. She reports recent samples tested are finding significant SCN infestations.
I think our averages have been between 2 and 5,000 eggs per 100 cc's of soil, which we do consider to be a high infection here in South Dakota.
Genetic management for SCN has been available for many years, but unfortunately the technology is weakening due likely to the lack of variety rotation. Shires reports the greatest breakdown is in the PI88788 genetics.
It's over 80% of the populations that we collected from about 45 counties are in what we would kind of consider the damage threshold. So they're getting close to breaking resistance where those lines will no longer manage populations.
The second line of genetic resistance, called Peking, has shown about 40% weakening. For greater details on soil sampling and managing soybean cyst nematode, visit extension.sdstate.edu.